Trevor.
Turn to Philippians chapter 3. We're in a short series of Christianity is Christ. It is a truth that everyone needs to get hold of. I believe it's something that many have lost sight of. We're taking our thought from Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. But in verse 7 and 8, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Again, Paul is giving his testimony concerning his salvation experience, which occurred on the Damascus Road there in Acts chapter 9. In that experience, Acts 9 verse 5, Christ was revealed to him. We see those words, I am Jesus. And every time that Paul testified of his salvation in the book of Acts, he mentioned that fact, I am Jesus. So it was something that had a great impact upon him. Also in Philippians 3, verse 7 and 8, he testifies that he, at his salvation experience, he came to the realization that Jesus Christ was superior to all that he formerly thought was spiritual excellence or spiritual credits, and we've gone through all that. He says, those things I counted loss for Christ, loss for the excellency of Christ. And then the latter part of verse 8, he speaks of his present life, Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win or that I may gain Christ. And as you read on, you see that everything is about Christ. Everything he says is about Christ. In verses 7 through 14, if you were to count, you could count 16 personal pronouns that Paul uses referring to himself, and he does so in relation to Jesus Christ. Every time he relates to Jesus Christ. So he's identifying himself with Christ in his life. And all through his epistles, we see the same thing. We see Paul identifying himself with Jesus Christ. Christianity is a life of identity with Christ. And that's our subject this evening, Christianity, a life of identity with Christ. To identify with someone else means that we associate with them to some degree. We have a connection. We relate with them. And who we identify with, to a large degree, becomes a part of our own identity. Our identity ought to be Christian. And in spite of what that word means today, that's not what it means to us. A Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. One is not a Christian who does not follow Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about living. A Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. So we have to identify with Christ, and Christ becomes our identity. If we turn over to the book of John, chapter 15, very familiar passage of Scripture, verses 1 through 11. Jesus is doing the speaking. He says, I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, he's addressing the 11. Judas has already gone out. So he's speaking to saved people. He's not speaking to a mixed multitude of saved and unsaved. He is speaking strictly to saved people. He uses the analogy of a vine and branches. Speaks of himself as the vine, speaks of his people as the branches. He says in verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. In verse 2, he says, every branch in me. So there is a definite connection between the vine and the branches. Again, a vine and its branches. There is an identifying between these two, the vine and the branches. We saw last week that Christianity is a life with roots to Jesus Christ. What we're speaking of tonight is very similar. It's a life of identity with Jesus Christ. Now, in these verses that we just read, there are two imperative truths to the Christian life that we want to point out. First of all, there must be identity with Christ. That begins in the salvation experience. One cannot live the Christian life without identifying with Jesus Christ. Now, in the analogy of the vine and the branches, there's a visible connection between the vine and the branches. Christianity is a visible connection between you and I and Christ, between the believer and Christ. Again, one cannot live the Christian life without identifying with Christ. In verse 4, he says, abide in me. That is, identify with me. The absolute necessity of that is seen as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So the branch must be identified with the vine. If it's not, it can't. It can't bring forth. And if we're not identified with Christ, we cannot live the Christian life. So notice verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me. There it is again. There's an identity with Jesus Christ. And then he adds, for without me ye can do nothing. So this identity with Christ means everything. Verse 6, the truth is stated from the negative. If a man abide not in me, he's withered. If ye abide in me, you can. You can bring forth fruit. If you do not abide in me, if you do not identify with me, that branch is withered. Again, one cannot live the Christian life without identifying with Christ. Verse 7, he says, if ye abide in me. Again, abide in me. That's identifying with Christ. Verse 9, continue in my love. Again, there's an identifying with Christ. It's a visible identifying with Jesus Christ. And if that's not so, you cannot. You cannot live this life. So we must grasp this truth that we cannot live the Christian life without outwardly identifying with Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as a private Christian. There's no such thing as a secret Christian. There has to be, if we're going to follow Christ, there has to be an outward identity with Jesus Christ. So again, Christianity and the Christian life is Christ. So we must identify with Christ. But again, we've said, when you identify with a people, to a degree, they become your identity as well. And so it is here. Christ must be our identity. So here's another fact. One cannot live the Christian life without Christ being their identity. We're identified by Christ. Christ speaks of this in verse 3. He says, ye, the branches, are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Christ is our identity. We're clean through him. In verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him. There's an abiding in him, identifying with him, but then he becomes our identity. He abides in us. The same bringeth forth much fruit. So again, the Christian life cannot be lived without Christ as our identity. In verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Again, his words become an identifying mark. In verse 11, my joy might remain in you. So we identify with Christ, and we do so to such a degree that Christ becomes our identity. That is, people see us and they think of Christ. We identify with him, he becomes our identity. So let's consider this identity in Christ. We must outwardly, publicly, identify with Christ. Someone, the Lord saves someone, and that individual goes to work, and he tells people, the Lord saved me yesterday. And someone comes up to him and says, you know, I'm saved too. It was a secret. It was a secret. He didn't let anybody know. That's not a Christian. I'm not saying they're not saved, but that's not a Christian. A Christian outwardly identifies with Jesus Christ. And that's the life that we're to live. We're to outwardly identify with Jesus Christ. We cannot be ashamed of Christ. We cannot be hesitant to identify with Christ. So as we identify with Christ, our purpose in life is then established. When we identify with him, our purpose is established. What's our purpose? Christ. Christ becomes our identity, and now our life is defined. And again, our life ought to have a purpose. That purpose is Christ. Our life ought to be defined. It is defined by Christ. So you see, our identity defines, it clarifies, it shapes our life. Identity, our identity is not only defined by who and what we identify with, but also by who and what we distance ourselves from. You cannot identify with Christ and not distance yourself from. So again, the emphasis is not upon what we distance ourselves from, what we separate ourselves from, If you put the emphasis there, that becomes in your mind a spiritual credit. Christ is the only credit we have. But when we identify with Christ, He becomes our identity, and by identifying with Christ, you in order to do that, you have to distance yourself from everything that's contrary to Jesus Christ. So the positive is identify with Christ. And then the distancing from other things is just a natural progression. The problem today is people try to distance themselves from things, but they don't identify with Christ. They have a religion of self-righteousness. Christ calls us to identify with Him. In John 10, verse 27, He said, "My sheep hear My voice, and they follow Me." They identify with Christ. And we see Jesus issuing this call. Follow Me. Just two words. We see Him issuing this call in several places. Matthew 4, Matthew 8, Matthew 9, Matthew 16. Christ issues this call. Follow Me. Two words. But two words that summarize the Christian life. Follow Me. Follow Me. There is no Christian life apart from those two words. Follow Me. Can you do that secretly? I don't think so. Follow Me. They are a summary of a life lived for Christ. So when Jesus says, follow Me, that is a call to identify with Christ. He is speaking of a way of living. And that way of living, following Christ, just to follow Christ, is diametrically opposed and polar opposite of the thinking of the world and even of the thinking of so-called Christianity. Follow Me. Follow Me. Diametrically opposed to this world. So He's speaking about a way of living. He's speaking about a way of living that stands contrary to the perceptions of the world, to the priorities of the world, to the values, to the concerns, to the loyalties, to the pursuits of the world. You follow Christ, you will not get caught in the web of the world's perceptions. You will not have a problem with priorities when you follow Christ. You will not have a problem with spiritual values and concerns and loyalties and pursuits. Your lifestyle is now identified with Christ. And Christ identifies us. So He's speaking about a way of life. Follow Me. This is a way of life that goes beyond formality. A lot of people, when they think of Christianity, they think of some formalities. Christianity is not formalities. Christianity is Christ. Christianity is following Christ. Christianity is far above formality. It's far above appearance. It's far above surface and theory and opinion. Follow Me. Those two words reveal that Jesus Christ is not the least bit interested in accepting the superficial. When He says, follow Me, He's saying, do away with all the superficial nonsense. I'm not interested in that. Jesus Christ is not the least bit interested in that which is superficial, that which is shallow, that which is indifferent, lackadaisical, flippant. Christianity goes beyond all of that. He's not the least bit interested in the carefree attitude that many have and profess to be God's people. He says, follow Me. And those two words say a lot. So what does that mean? Follow Me. Well, to follow is to go after. Go after Christ. Go after Christ. That's Christianity. a going after Jesus Christ. The Christian life is the life we're called to live here, is a coming unto Christ and a going after Christ. And that's what Paul speaks of there in Philippians chapter 3, a pursuit of Jesus Christ. The word follow means to accompany, to attend. And the life that we're called to live is going with Christ. It's not going in the opposite direction of Christ, it's going with Christ. It's going in the same direction of Jesus Christ. The word follow means to pursue. And the life that we're called to live is a pursuing of Christ. This is Christianity. A coming to Christ, a being with Christ, a pursuing Christ. It's all Christ. Follow me. It involves a determination. I'm going to follow Christ. No matter what the turns in the road are, the turns in the road are not the issue. The issue is Christ. And I'm to follow Him. There is a yearning, there's a longing. There's a hungering, there's an eagerness, there's an enthusiasm for Christ. Follow me. And that's Christianity. The word follow means to take as a model of imitation. And the life that we're called to live is, we're simply to follow the footprints of Christ. He leaves us His footprints. And we're to follow those footprints. We're to imitate Jesus Christ. That's Christianity. An imitation of Jesus Christ. And all these self-righteous individuals today, they aren't even close to imitating Jesus Christ. And all the hatefulness that they spew, not even close to imitating Jesus Christ. It is an imitation of Christ. Again, what many call Christianity is nothing at all like Christianity. And the life we're called to live, again, is an imitation or a copying of Christ. The words follow has the implication that we accept the authority of the one we're following. If you're following someone in a car on a trip, you accept the fact that they know where they're going, or you don't follow. And so it is with Christ. We accept His authority. We accept His authority. There are a lot of people who call themselves Christians who have an awful hard time with the authority of the Lord. A Christian doesn't have a problem with the authority of the Lord. They follow Jesus Christ. The word follow conveys the idea that we're watching Him. We're watching Him. We're listening. We're watching and listening closely so that we can follow. People today that have a problem with Christ, they can't be called Christians. A Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. Again, I'm not using those words together, Christian and saved. They're two different things. So we hear Jesus say, follow me. It is a call to Himself. That's what the Christian life is all about. It is Jesus calling us to Himself. It is Jesus saying, come near to me. It is a call to unquestionable service. Each time that Jesus said, follow me, no one asked, where are we going? The question was never asked. That's not the issue. Doesn't matter where you're going. You follow Christ. You follow Christ. Nor did anyone ask for how long. He just said, follow me. Matthew, the tax collector, left his tax booth. The apostles left their fishing business. Follow me. Where? Doesn't matter. For how long? As long as you're here. follow me. It is a call to believe Christ. It is a call to trust Jesus Christ. You're not going to follow someone that you don't trust, that you don't believe. It is a call, again, to separation. Follow me. In order to do that, you have to leave something else. It doesn't matter what it is that you have to leave. That's not the issue. Follow me. Again, it's to move in His direction. It is to leave anything that would cause us to go in the opposite direction of His leading. Anything that takes us in the opposite direction, I don't care if it's just one step. It's against God's will. We have to be moving in the same direction of Christ. It's a call to self-denial. Matthew 16:24, leading up to follow me are the words, if any man will come after me, he must deny himself. Christianity is a denial of self, but it's not just a denial of self, it's a following Christ. You can deny yourself certain things, call yourself a Christian, but not be following Christ. It's a denying self to follow Jesus Christ. People say, I gave up this, I gave up that, I gave up that. That's really not the issue. Are you following Christ? Yes, we have to give up things, but are you following Christ? Because that's where Christianity is. So to follow Christ really stands opposed to the entire self system. When Jesus says, follow me, it's a call to commitment. It involves dedication. It involves a devotion. It involves an allegiance. A sense of obligation. And that dedication, that devotion, that allegiance, that obligation is to Christ. It's to Christ. Again, it's all about Christ. Follow me is a call to focus upon Christ. It's a call for Christ to have the preeminence, for Him to be the priority, for Him to be the emphasis of our life. Follow me is living life with Christ as the controlling factor of our life. Christ as the object of our life. Christ as the center of what we do and how we think. Follow me. That's Christianity. It's identifying with Jesus Christ. Again, the issue is not the turns in the road. The issue is not the condition of the road. The issue is follow Christ. That's the whole issue. Doesn't matter how many turns are in the road. Doesn't matter the condition of the road. Doesn't matter of circumstances. People try to make those things the issue, but that's not the issue. Follow Christ. That is the Christian life. Jesus says, follow me. Identify with me. Identify with me. So much so that He becomes our identity. We identify with Christ to such a degree that He becomes our identity. So it is a life association with Jesus Christ. Consider the degree of this identity. To what degree are we to identify with Jesus Christ? Well, that's really seen in the book of Philippians. In Philippians 1:21, Paul said, for me to live is Christ. What he's saying is, Jesus Christ is my purpose for living. That's quite a statement. For me to live is Christ. I don't believe there's a whole lot of people that can honestly make that statement. For me to live is Christ. My purpose for living is Jesus Christ. We are to so identify with Christ that He is the purpose of our life. Family is wonderful. Family is not your purpose. Friends, it's great to have friends, but friends are not your purpose in life. Grandchildren are not your purpose in life. Your purpose in life is Jesus Christ. That's a Christian. In Philippians 2, verse 5, he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Christ is the pattern of our life. This is the degree in which we are to identify with Christ, so much so that He becomes our sole purpose, so much so that He is the pattern of our life. If He is the pattern, then I'm not going to be tempted to follow the world's pattern. He is the pattern. So identified with Christ that He becomes my pattern in life. Philippians 3, verses 10 through 14, we see Christ as the pursuit of life. We are to be so identified with Christ that He is our purpose, He is our pattern, and it is He that we pursue. Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." He's the power of our life. He's the purpose. He's the pattern. He's the pursuit. He's the power. That is the degree to which we are to identify with Jesus Christ. In other words, He's everything. He's everything. Without Him, back to John 15, I can do nothing. 2 Corinthians 4:25, we read, "Not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for Jesus' sake." That's the degree of our identity with Christ. Not ourselves. Not ourselves, but Christ. Not ourselves, but Christ. And ourselves for Jesus. That's how we're to be identified with Jesus Christ. That's Christianity. Life identified with Christ and life identified by Christ. Verse that we refer to often would emphasize both of these points. Life identified with Christ and life identified by Christ. Galatians 2, verse 20. "I am crucified with Christ." With Christ, that is, I'm identified with Christ. "And I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Christ in me. That means Christ is now my identity. I'm identified by Christ. "And I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Again, we are to identify with Christ, and we are identified by Christ. It is a life captivated by the person of Christ. A person can come to church, never miss, and yet never follow Christ. A person can go through the formalities of worship and never follow Jesus Christ. They lose focus. They forget what Christianity really is. Christianity is Christ. It is Christ mastering us. It is Christ mastering us. None of us are completely mastered by Christ. But our life ought to be Christ mastering us. More and more. We ought to be becoming like Christ. So Christianity is not something you just decide to take up. Well, I tried this religion, I tried this, and I tried this, and now I'm going to try Christianity. You can try all the religions you want to try. But Christianity is not something you just take up. Christianity is something that takes us up. It's something that overpowers us. It's Christ. It's Christ overpowering us. It is us cleaving to Christ, and it is Christ laying hold of us. That's Christianity. This is to be consistent. This is to be a persistent way of life. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, follow me for 2 days. He didn't say, follow me for a week, follow me for a year. He never put a time frame on it. Never once. He just said, follow me. This is not something we're to do on occasion, something on the spur of the moment. It's something we're to do throughout our life. Whatever the circumstances are, we're to follow Christ. Circumstances do not dictate Christianity. Christ dictates Christianity. So we hear Jesus say, follow me. And through it all, it's not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves for Jesus. In and through it all, we're identified with Christ. And Christ becomes our identity. The best possible life you can live is a life following Christ. There's no better life. The most productive life that you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. The most influential life that you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. The most free life that you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. The most enjoyable life that you can live is a life following Christ. People say, I don't want to get caught up in, I'm only going to go so far because I want to enjoy life. You don't know anything about life. And you know very little of Christ. There is no greater enjoyment for a saved person than to follow Jesus Christ. The most peaceful life that you can live is a life following Christ. You want a happy home? You'd have husband and wife both following Christ. There's no divorce. There's no divorce. Not if they're both following Christ. Everything can be fixed if two individuals are following Christ. That's all it takes. Not that it's easy, but that's all it takes for two people to follow Christ, for husband and wife to say, I'm going to follow Christ. And you can do that together, and there's no greater life. The safest life you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. There's no safer life in the world than a life following Jesus Christ. The way to live a life that truly counts and matters, the way to live a life that makes a difference, the way to live a life that has a positive influence, the way to have a life of usefulness, is to follow Jesus Christ. The way to have a life of testimony is to follow Jesus Christ. So Christianity is much more than being a convert to some belief system. That's not what Christianity is. Christianity is much more than a belief system. It is a way of living for Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ all inclusive in our life. Everything is included. We don't put one thing in our religious box, another thing in our work box, another thing in our school box. Christ is all. That's Christianity. So in Matthew 4:19, Jesus says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me and I will make you. What a wonderful thing to think about. Follow me and I will make you. So the results of following Christ is that we become something that we weren't before. I will make you what you weren't before. Follow me. Following Christ results in a transformation of life. It's an elevation. And it's something you cannot make yourself. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And you can put anything after that. Follow me and I will make you. I will make you a better husband. I will make you a better wife. I'll make you a more obedient child. On and on we can go. I'll make you a better church member. Follow me and I will make you. There's wonderful results. So again, Christianity is all about Jesus Christ. And as we've already said in the previous two messages, there is a brand of Christianity, many in our own fellowships, that really has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Has nothing at all to do with Christ. Let us not use that term so loosely, Christianity, that it becomes meaningless. Christianity is an identity with Jesus Christ. I can't think of anyone I would rather be identified with than Jesus Christ. And I want to be identified with those who follow Jesus Christ. So Christianity is an identity with Christ. It is something that we do outwardly. We outwardly identify. There's nothing secretive about it. Well, I believe in keeping my faith to myself. Baloney. That is contrary to almost everything in the Bible. There are no secret disciples. There are no secret Christians. We're to be openly for Christ. Openly for Christ. Boldly for Christ. Unashamed of Jesus Christ. How sad it is for a child of God to be ashamed to mention Christ. Well, it might cost me my job. It might. That's not the issue. Again, we've said that 100 times tonight. That's not the issue. The issue is Christ. And that's always the issue in Christianity. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us in verse 1.